Anyway, so on to the movie of the week. I've thought all week long about whether or not to talk about the plot of the movie Life of Pi. It's the story of a shipwreck, or a young man who is from an Indian family. They have a zoo. They decide to sell the animals in the zoo and move to Canada. And in the process of transporting the family and the zoo to, or the animals from the zoo to Canada, they're in a shipwreck. And the young son named Pi is stranded on a lifeboat with a Bengal tiger and goes through an adventure, which is quite extraordinary, as you can imagine, and learning to live cooperatively with a tiger in the middle of the ocean. I don't want to give away the story if you haven't seen it, because I really recommend this. I think this is an extraordinary movie. And so let me just talk about why I think it's so important and powerful without giving away the plot. It's really about, and I turn to the author of the book Life of Pi, same title as the movie, Jan Martel, who said, "Life is a story. You can choose your story. A story with God is the better story." And it's really about how do we cope in a world that is brutal, violent, and dangerous? And what is the role of our imagination to help us do so? Is that a good thing? And if it is, how do we tell what's real and what's not real? And these are very important questions to me, because if you look at the circumstances faced by the hero in Life of Pi, it's very much a metaphor for our adaptation to the Matrix. Mr. Global lays down more violence and control, and we invent stories that make it bearable, and we invent philosophies that make it bearable. Even, you know, Mr. Global can depend on the general population. Deposited is good and welcome, and certainly the media helps do so as well. But the Life of Pi invites us to appreciate the power of imagination to overcome and outwit the impossible. And it's remarkable how Ang Lee, the director, manages to inspire us to see all the possibilities, because life in the material dimensions can be violent and brutal, but there are other dimensions accessible to us, and we can find power and energy there. And I think we must, if we're going to successfully navigate the material dimension in the state it's in now. So I can't recommend The Life of Pi to you enough. I think it's a marvelous movie and a deeply, profoundly moving movie, and it brings up a lot of very interesting thoughts.